Welcome to a new mini-series, Be'ez Hashem. We'll be going through the Sefer, Making It Work, written by Rabbi Ari Wasserman. It's a practical guide to halacha in the workplace. And I first heard about the Sefer from Rabbi Ari Leibowitz, who described the Sefer as a Musa Sefer, because the author, Rabbi Wasserman, he happens to be a, he's also a, I think he was originally a lawyer, and I was a businessman, but he pretty much devotes a lot, or even most of his day, towards learning Harbot Satira. He now lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Makid Shir in a bunch of different yeshivas. So he said this sefer is very much a Musa sefer for those people who are working, what they can achieve, what's possible to achieve, even being seriously in the workplace. In this book, he has loads of different stories, hashkafa, musa, as well as the halacha. We will mainly be focusing on the halacha and just picking out bits and pieces that he mentions. Maybe a story here, story there, a bit of musa. But if we say everything, then it'll take us a very long time because this book has, I think, nearly 500 pages. We'll be picking out bits and pieces and taking the ideas. All the Maram Kemis, unless I say otherwise, are from him. There's loads and loads of great Maram Kemis. So let's get started. Mitzvah Shem, we'll start first of all discussing Kiddush Hashem in the workplace. So it's always a big Indian, Kiddush Hashem in the workplace. There's many people there who are watching us. So let's find out what exactly Kiddush Hashem is, what exactly Chilul Hashem is, and how exactly it makes a difference to us who might be engaging with the outside world. So the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, which says the following. The Pasuk says, V'ahavtas Hashem, you shall love Hashem. And Abaye quotes a brisa, which explains what this mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem is. He says, not only should we personally love Hashem, we should also do what it takes to inspire others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The brisa goes on to say, the person who learns Chumash and studies Mishnayis and is also Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, and his dealings with other people are pleasant, then people will say about him that fortunate is a person who taught him Torah, and fortunate is his teacher, fortunate is his father, and then the person who sees him will say, Nebuch to those people that didn't learn Torah. And that is a Kiddush Hashem. However, the Brisa continues that a person who learns and learns Chumash, learns Mishnayis, is Mishamish Chumim, but he's not honest and his interactions with other people are not so pleasant, then Faket, people will say about him that oi to such a person who learnt Torah, oi to the father who taught him Torah, oi to the teachers who taught him Torah, and people will say, Nebuch, this person learned Torah, look how terrible he is, etc., etc. That is considered to be a Chilul Hashem. So it comes out that whatever we do, we're either making a Kiddush Hashem or a Chilul Hashem based on our interactions with others, based on our honesty, generally speaking. Now, how bad is Chilul Hashem? So as we know, normally Yom Kippur's Mechapa or Yisurim Mechapa or Teshuvah's Mechapa. However, when it comes to Chilul Hashem, we say that only Misa's Mechapa. The Shari Teshuvah says there's only a couple of ways to get rid of a Chilul Hashem. He pretty much says that in order to get rid of a Chilul Hashem, you're going to make sure you make a massive Kiddush Hashem. And it should correspond one to the other. He also says he should make sure that he delves into Torah. But just to finish off with one last thought on Chilul Hashem, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Dalet where Reb Chiya Bar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that any Talmud Chacham who has some sort of stain on his clothing, then it's terrible. The expression is it's deserving of death. Rashi explains it literally. He actually has a stain, but the Meiri says it means something else. He says it means that he's got a small problem in his middos. He says if a Talmud Chacham has a small problem with his middos, then it basically gets magnified because he's a Talmud Chacham and people expect better of him. For example, in that same Gemara in Yom Daf Pei Vav, Rav said, what's a Chilul Hashem? And Rav said, for example, if someone like me were to buy meat from the butcher and not pay for it straight away. So Mashar says the Rav didn't say, if I won't pay for it at all. No, he meant that because he's such a great person, even more is expected of him. He's under a magnifying glass. And therefore, so too, ourselves, when engaging with the outside world, we are all representing Yiddishkeit. Anyone that's wearing a kapel, we're considered to be representing Yidden. And therefore, we have to make sure that we pay attention even to the slightest thing, because we have the massive opportunity to make a difference and to create actually a Kiddush Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue discussing more about this next time.